Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Hey, it's 2015. Here we go. Another year. And to have a great year, we need to get perspective. We need to look at last year, and we need to ask ourselves three questions. We need to say to ourselves, what mistakes did we make? That's not a negative comment. That's an absolute positive comment, to look in the mirror and say to yourself, what do I need to do that I didn't do last year? What direction did I go that I shouldn't have gone? The next question is, what did we do well at? What made us successful? And we need to duplicate what made us successful. We need to play to our strong points. And when we get settled in our mind exactly what those two things are, we need to turn around and we need to say, it's 2015. I'm going to put the past behind me. I know since 2008 it's been tough. I know it's been difficult, but the people who have thought about it, who analyzed what went on, the people who said, I need to change, I need to do better, I need to do better marketing, better training, relate to my customers or clients better, relate to my employees better, understand what I need to do, have been very successful. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, there have been many people who have gone out of business, but those people who stayed in business, those people who toughed it out, now have a better business. They have more of an opportunity to make money because they have a better understanding. They're running a better operation. So for 2015, now what? Once we understand what mistakes we made and what we did well, now we have to start making a plan for 2015. And it's not too early. Today is the day to do that. Before you know it, 12 more months will have gone by. We need to take every single day and make it precious. We need to take every single day and be successful. We need to take and we look at the days that we're not successful and ask why. What do we expect to happen in 2015? What are we going to do to make it the most successful year that we've had in years? How are we going to deliver the message to our coworkers, to our employees, that we are just ready for action and we want to do better? We need to sharpen up our skills. We need to learn more. And we need to have attitude. But not the kind of attitude that you sometimes hear from people who are being negative. We need to have the attitude that we can really do this, that it's exciting to come to work, that really enjoyable. We really want to make it happen. We are part of a community, and we're going to make that community better because we are all going to work not only harder, but working harder isn't always the answer. Let's kick it up. Let's make it happen. Let's understand what needs to be done. Let's work smarter. And when we do that, you know what happens. December 2015 rolls around. We look at the profit and loss statement and we go, yes. Today is the day. Let's make it happen. I look forward to returning to our conversation every single day, Monday through Friday. Also, you can find hundreds of radio shows on iTunes and over 500 on the blog. You can find 500 articles that I've done over the years. So I'm going to look forward to talking with you all year long. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you, and I will look forward to talking business with you in 2015. Let's not just talk about it. Let's make it happen. Until tomorrow, signing off.